Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful though ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic.
What's going on, Blackest family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is Brother Malcolm, and it's so good to be back. We took a few weeks off, but as we prepare for my favorite holiday in the world, I would be remiss if I didn't do a segment on Christmas, the holidays. Now, I know it's politically correct to be like, oh, the holidays. I celebrate Christmas, the Christ, Christmas tree, and everything else associated with Christmas. God bless my Jewish brothers and Hanukkah, Shalom. God bless my Kwanzaa brothers and sisters, Imani. Oh, come on, Faith. But for me, I do the traditional Christmas. Now, white Santa Claus is not coming up down my house. First of all, I don't have a chimney, but I do have bricks. I don't know why I've acted silly today, but Christmas is really my favorite time of the year, partly because, and it's less to do about like people being nice and kind and giving of themselves or whatnot, but it has to do with just the feeling in the air is one of just happiness, joy, kindness, love, and it is a season of giving. As a Christian, you know, we celebrate as Christians. We celebrate this as Advent season is the coming of the Christ. So it is, that was a gift that was given to the world is what Christians believe. But in general, a lot of people love Christmas because it's just a wonderful time to get with family. It's a great time to just do all kinds of fun, cool things. So I wanted to just talk about a few things that I enjoy doing when it's Christmas time and encourage you to do some things wherever you are that might be cool. So one of the things I love about Christmas is the lights. I don't know about you, but I will literally stop in front of a house if there's a cool light show. Now, you know, we got to be careful with some of these lights. Some of y'all string these lights up, and it looks like you asked your three-year-old to just go put the lights up outside. We got to have order, and it's got to be decent and in order. I'm talking about have some lines. Have some colors, color patterns or a palette or structure. Don't just throw it on the bush. And I mean, because remember, at night, that's just going to look like you threw it up on the bush. But there are specific neighborhoods where people compete. I know here in Los Angeles, Inglewood, there are the avenues. I think it's like 6th, 7th, 8th, and it goes down. Like this is a pretty affluent black neighborhood, and folks really go in and they really put on a light show, and it's exciting, and you can drive around and see those lights. So I encourage you to do that with the family, or it's a cool little date evening. Also, you know, here on the West Coast, yes, we do have ice skating. Holler to the Pershing Square ice rink and the LA Live ice rink. But for those of you on the East Coast and the Midwest, I know you've got natural ice rinks on the lakes and all those good things. And that's just a fun thing to do. Just get up there and fall on your buttocks because God knows you cannot do a triple sow cow. You try, but you don't have it. Maybe you got a double in you. No, you don't have a double. You got a single. But that's a fun thing. And surprisingly, I really like to get to the malls. Like, I don't know why. I just, you know what it is? It's the decorations. I love decorations in Christmas. Like, and malls have this way of just really outdoing themselves with decorations. About 2 weeks ago, I was at Costa Mesa Mall. Now, you know that's behind the Orange Curtain, Orange County, where my white brothers and sisters, where they have that tax revenue. And you know their shopping is going to reflect that. This Costa Mesa Mall, I'm going to tell you right now, is worth the 45-minute drive. It is like walking into, I don't know, capitalistic heaven. I mean, it's just every store is perfect. Every reef and holly and Santa's workshop. And I mean, it's just like, this is ridiculous. It's just nice. And something about that is just like, it's nice to walk around a mall. Particularly, I love walking the Grove. The Grove is always beautifully decorated. And what's interesting is depending on the mall, sometimes they give it a different flavor. You know, I have not been to Fox Hills during the holiday season. So I'm definitely gonna check out Fox Hills. And I like just walking the mall. Kind of weird, but it's what I do. It's a little old-fashioned, but, you know, I used to go caroling with folks. If you live in a safe neighborhood, You know where you live. Don't be going to Carolyn in certain hoods. You might get met with some contraband. Next is holiday parties. I just want to encourage you all to, first of all, I love holiday parties. I like being invited to them, particularly people who work in the corporate sector, because they usually have like good gifts that they raffle off. At my job, I work in the nonprofit sector, and we always raffle off decent. Usually our grand prize is like 2 round trip tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S. But I've heard friends talk about iPads and iPhones being raffled off. I mean, just like good, cool stuff. So if anybody wants to invite me to a holiday party, I am an excellent date. I dress to the nines. I usually get my hair cut. I smell good. So holiday parties, one of the things I always want to remind people is that, listen, everybody has a little libation at a holiday party. We all want to have a little drink, toast to the new year, toast to getting through the year. But some of y'all need to be careful. Some of y'all take it too far. Now, if you don't know your limits, don't use the office holiday party to test them. You do know your boss will be looking at you the next day or next week, and that everyone will forever remember you for that. I just want you to know. There's somebody at my job who got wasted last year, and it still gets talked about. Still gets talked about. And if that's the impression you want people to know of you, fine. Also, don't use that as the moment where you're like, oh, I'm going to be uninhibited and I'm going to let my hair down. These are your coworkers, people. You will have to work with them for 364 other days of the year. So just be responsible and be safe. Lastly, I want to talk about two things that are very, very important to me. The actual day of Christmas dinner and just things that I think that everyone should do, which includes volunteerism. My family and I, we usually gather, have dinner, you know, after we've cooked, we gather for dinner. People come with gifts or whatnot. And it's great to give gifts. My mom is always trying to figure out a cool way that we can give gifts and also lessen the burden of spending money. And one of the things we've come up over the past few years is we pool names and you buy a gift for that person and then you don't have to buy for the rest of the family, even though everybody always buys for the rest of the family. You know, it's so annoying. Hello, Brother Malcolm's family. FYI, and to any other family that does this, if you're going to play the game, pool names, don't make me feel obligated when you bring a gift for mama and papa and auntie so-and-so and cousin so-and-so, and I only brought for my name pool. That was the game. Don't make me feel guilty. We said we were pulling names. I didn't know I had to bring for my mama and my daddy. Just kidding. You know I'm going to buy for my mama and my daddy. But seriously, when you play games like that, come on now. Is the rule? Anyway, I'm rambling about. But, you know, obviously, But that's not the purpose of Christmas. The whole spirit of Christmas is about giving and being selfless, excuse me. So I would encourage you to actually think less about buying stuff and think about maybe creating something for people. I have an incredible gift that hopefully all goes well. I like to give people things that remind me of our relationship. I love to give pictures. I love to give anything that just reminds me of who that person is to me. So I would encourage you to either get crafty, you know, I honestly, and although I accept them, don't get me wrong, I kind of feel like gift cards are a little lazy. I feel like you can give somebody a gift card all year long. Like, really think about that person, like what they need or who they are, and make it a special moment. That's just me. And you're talking to somebody who does give gift, you know, I do give gift cards, but that's because the last minute I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to get you. And, you know, all that shopping does take time. But last and certainly not least, and probably the most important thing I think is we should all do during the holidays is give of ourselves to someone not in our family, someone we don't know. So volunteerism is very important. So I would encourage everyone out there, and I'm sure I can speak for the Black Is Online family, that we all need to get out and we need to volunteer. We need to all get out and go feed someone who doesn't have. We all need to give a bag of food to a food bank. We need to just give, because if not for the grace of God, where would we all be? And I often see people who don't have family and who are homeless, and I think, wow, we have so much food here, and everybody's going home with food, and, you know, food gets thrown away, and there are people who are out starving. So please, during this time of shopping and thinking about, oh, what am I going to get this and what am I going to get? Think about somebody else other than yourself and contribute to your community by volunteering locally. And with that, we'll end this week's Culture Connection. And as we end every week, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a finer nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be black. Peace.